The afternoon show is brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. I'm Dave Charles, and with me in the studio now is Reynald Naidu. Reynald represents the Haven of Rest, and there's been no rest at the Haven of Rest for a while because you guys have been really busy in the efforts to restore some sense of dignity and humanity to communities that have been really hard pressed around us. So welcome to the studio. Thanks for joining me, and maybe you could just give us a sort of outline as to what it is that you do.
Good afternoon, Dave, and good afternoon to all the listeners in Bolito. Thank you for the opportunity. Just to let you know about the Haven of Rest, I actually represent the organization, been involved in management. The Haven of Rest is in existence for 22 years. We are situated in Tongaat. It's a 10-acre property which used to be owned by the Tongaat Hewlett Group. 22 years ago, the founders, the CEOs, Pastors Ronnie and Shirley Naidu, had a vision to open a community organization. So what we actually do at the Haven of Rest is we have a registered cluster foster care for orphan children. We have an old age home for seniors, a halfway house center for substance abuse, hospice center for frail and non-frail, and an education and training center. And through the crisis, we've been involved with, like, on a daily basis, but now to a greater extent, is distribution. And obviously, after the flooding that really affected our community of Tongaat quite severely, we've lost many lives. But more importantly is for those that are around now, for the last 3 weeks, we don't have access to water. And that has been a great crisis that we've been trying to help.
And we heard today on the news that it could be 6 months before you have a regular supply reestablished.
Absolutely. And
how are you coping?
It's very frightening at the moment, Dave, but we thank God that we were fortunate 6 months ago to actually drill a borehole on our premises. And that's what we've been currently supplying the community with, an average of 40,000 liters of water per day, which we've been quite busy with. The struggle for drinking water is quite real because there's not enough tankers that go around. So we've been trying to facilitate and distribute as much drinking water as we can through our suppliers and our donors and a lot of partners that have been moved with compassion to see the needs. So along with the water, we've also been assisting with the distribution of food, essentials, clothing, and whatever items that could be necessary to rebuild the community. A lot of people have lost their homes.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, how bad is it? Because, you know, a lot of folk that haven't been affected, looking at, you know, we've been inconvenienced because we've had power cuts, we've had water cuts, but it hasn't materially affected our lives. And we assume that therefore there has been very limited damage in most areas, except for the hotspots, which, you know, about they hit the news. But it's bigger than that, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like we've heard, and you mentioned 6 months, we've been told that the water plant that supplies almost 60,000 people in Tongaat is totally ruined. And apart from that, we've been to hundreds of homes, Dave, even today, just on the outskirts of Tongaat, area called Block Barracks near Sandfields, where the water came up to roof height and basically destroyed everything. The people don't have any furniture.
How many people are we talking about?
We're talking about at least 500 to 1,000 people that we know of personally.
So that's just in one small area.
In one small area.
So if you extrapolate that over the entire region, you begin to understand.
Absolutely.
And I see government is now opposing, and there's people coming in, and you know, it's all after the fact. It's sure. Nearly 2 weeks later, and now they're starting to roll. You guys have been on the ground from the get-go. You really know where the issues
absolutely
are and the hotspots are, and you've been in there, the stone
sure
face.
Sure.
But obviously your resources are pretty finite, and you're going to need some help.
Absolutely. We're just calling on the community to assist us in whatever way, or we'll leave our information. But what we're doing is we just actually opened up a huge distribution center now to basically go into these areas and distribute water, essentials, blankets. It's getting cold now. Some people have actually lost their beds, furniture, whatever essentials we can do to help these people in our community, these dear people who have lost everything due to the floods.
Are you working with any other organizations like Gift of the Givers or, you know, anything else that you can you know, tap into? Because some of these big organizations are very, very good at raising awareness and raising sponsorship. But then it's a question of distributing it to where it needs to go. And in that sense, they tap into the local community sure. and the aid organizations that are at the stoke face that know where things have to go to.
Absolutely. Well, I couldn't say that we actually partnered officially with any massive organization. I know Gift of the Givers has done a lot of work and have assisted us from time to time. But I think the majority of our help has come from the local community and from our partners and local businesses around the area. Even just ordinary people like you and me that want to do the extra bit are coming to the party and trying to see how they can actually distribute through us to get the stuff to these areas where people need it.
Okay, so what do you need?
So currently, as I mentioned, the first need is water. That's the primary need. So in terms of getting water to the people, trying to purchase 5 liters, 500 mils, whatever we can to get drinking water to the people. We've been encouraging our partners, sponsors, community to come through and begin to sponsor that items for us. Essentials, food, non-perishables and perishables, clothing, blankets. It's getting to winter now, so we need there's a lot of need for blankets, mattresses, beds, and et cetera, et cetera. Those are the sort of things that could really help to build up and to assist the community in need at the moment.
Now, obviously, you're in Tongaat. It's not easy to get to Tongaat at the moment because the roads, the M4 is cut, the R102 is cut. It's the highway, probably is the only real route available. You take the Watson Highway off-ramp?
Yeah, sure.
And then from there, how do we find you?
So basically, it's quite easy to find us because once you take the Watson Highway, we are actually the first turn on your left-hand side before you enter the main roadways to Tongaat. So we are actually right in the entrance of
Tongaat. So you go past the back route to the airport, that first intersection you go through?
Yes, you go through the first intersection. Okay. And it's probably around, I would say, maybe just a kilometer down the road right. that you'd find a turn on your left. And we're 300 meters up the road from that.
It's so the haven easy as that. And you can bring in water and blankets and yeah. non-perishable food, whatever it is you can spare, take a drive out there and become part of this growing wave of citizens making a difference in the lives of other citizens that need help right now. It's not going to be forever, but certainly for the time being, there is great want. And no matter how big or how small, your gift of love makes a huge difference. My very special guest, Reynald Naidu from the Haven of Rest in Tongaat. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show on a Friday. We wish you much success with your efforts to alleviate the situation and bring hope to those that need it. And if there's anything that we can do from 88FM's perspective, you have but to knock on the door. It's always open.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dave, for the opportunity, and keep up the good work that you're doing as well.
And if you didn't catch the full interview or you'd like to hear it again, it'll be available as a catch-up podcast on our podcast system. You just need to download the app or go to our website, Life and Style FM, and hit the podcast for the afternoon show. And there you will find Reynald Naidu and the Haven of Rest podcast. You can catch up and share it as well. Spread the word. It's now 19 minutes to 4 o'clock.